Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut-Shaming Podcast, with today's guest, comedian and podcaster, host of Good Time Gal, Caitlin Palufo. If you want to listen to more of this incredible episode about drinking and about beaded products for larger women and about being stuck and about
getting fucked.
Why if a firefighter is mean to you, you should just be like, bye.
See you later.
You're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month. And you can hear other incredible voices like those of Lena Dunham, Roxane Gay, Michael Rapaport, and Russell Brand. Thank you.
Yeah, I worked at like a restaurant, so I like
so fancy
got
like
a lot of
place?
Free food. Yeah, a little nice. Fancier. Got a lot of free food.
Ooh.
Mostly because I was sleeping with a lot of the line cooks.
Let's start here, guys. But we fucked exclusive.
They just give you the gnocchi when you sleep with them. So we get free food, and then I would give them booze.
Okay.
And it was just like 3 years of just blacking out 5 days a week.
That
I like
sounds
that.
Nice.
It was so fun.
How many line cooks did you fuck?
I think 5.
Wow. Good for you, girl.
Caitlin, how
girl,
many were
Caitlin.
There?
Caitlin.
6.
There was only 4 on the line. One was a sous chef.
I hired one.
Thank you.
I was sick of them. I go, how big is this restaurant?
No, it was over like, I worked at the same place for like 6 years.
Nice.
And I, you know, I went through them, you know?
Yeah, you did.
It was so fun.
How convenient that all those guys, you wanted to fuck in one place.
Mm-hmm. And they're right there.
They're right there. And they're going to come back, you know, where they work.
Yeah, and I lived 2 blocks away from my work, so
wow.
It was literally just
fucking parade. Didn't fuck them in the restaurant.
No, I'm
they
classy,
you after
Christina.
Thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't seem hygienic to fuck in the restaurant.
No.
Be like, do you want a refill on your Diet Coke?
Yeah, no, you do cocaine in the restaurant,
yes.
And then you go to the bar.
Yeah. Oh, so much cocaine in restaurants, and you drink tequila out of a deli container.
Yes,
ooh,
that's
girl.
Exactly right.
You fuck a guy in a restaurant.
I know, I'm obsessed with restaurant culture, and all I watch is Food Network, and they're...
Oh, right.
I mean, even when they're doing Beat Bobby Flay, they'll have a tequila shot out of a deli container.
Yeah, in their little cork containers.
They're all alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Coke.
Gotta stay awake.
Did you ever... who is the best line cook and why? In bed, dick-wise.
In bed.
Yeah.
My last boyfriend.
You ended up dating him.
I dated two.
You put a title on it.
I mean,
oh, shit.
I really just...
That's nice.
I had a type and...
Line cook.
Yeah.
He's line cook.
Nothing sexier than a man who can cook. That is... I love it.
After dating a man who could not cook for 7 years.
God, I'm going to tease. I'm sorry.
I couldn't...
I know. I felt it coming, and I was like, I have to warn you in these
it's
times.
Fine.
Okay, well,
it's
you scre-
so cold out.
You screamed, and it went away, actually.
Oh, good. That's
so, I hate when it happens.
We scare you.
We scared me.
Scare the sneeze.
It'll come back. So you date... Wow, so these were just not casual fucks.
Well, I mean, a few of them were.
What's the first one? What was the first one? Like, how'd it happen?
The first one... Who was the first one? I think it might have been Billy. he was an oyster shucker and a barback.
I love everything about this.
Thank you. He was very fun, very nice guy. No complaints about Billy. Maybe he gave me HPV. It's not certain.
He won't know though. Yeah.
Never
no
know.
Test for
we
men
because
doctors don't care.
It's and not it was, legal, Chad. Chad's gonna have a problem with that one.
Wait.
When he specifically gave us the example of things you couldn't say about a person by name, he's like,
you
can't, you can't say they gave you an STI if you're not sure. That was literally the example he gave us. He's like, let me give these whores something they can legally understand.
Okay, Billy did not give me HPV. How about that?
Huh? We're not sure.
That
we're just
bitch
not sure.
Giving you HPV, Chad. God damn.
This is gonna be bleep, 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 bleep.
He might have been the first one, and then I hooked up with Ivan. Ivan was a sweetheart,
a
sweet baby boy, very young. I was like 26 and he was 21.
Mm.
Yes, that was a whoopsie.
That was a whoopsie?
Well, we dated for
Can
like 6 years.
Can a young man fuck well?
You dated for like 6 years?
No, 6 months.
Oh my God. I was like, that's a huge whoopsie, Caitlin.
We broke up yesterday. No. We dated for like 6 months, but he didn't really speak very good English.
Okay.
Now, it is that a plus fun. Or a minus?
It was a minus. It turned out to be a minus. Yeah.
Because I always wonder, because you rarely you don't see women doing it a lot, but you see men doing it all the damn time.
The time. They're like, I want a woman who does not speak my language.
Yeah. Literally, I want someone who doesn't speak my language. So I never have to get her.
Yeah.
The problem is not so much that you know, the person doesn't speak English as much as the other person doesn't speak whatever language that their partner speaks.
And
you know,
the
it's
other
just not happening.
And the other person doesn't want to understand.
I like went and tried to do like Rosetta Stone to learn a little Spanish.
That's nice.
And then I already knew Spanish because I took it in high school. Okay. But it was still, it's a language barrier. Yeah. And he was so sweet. I have nothing bad to say about him. But then we broke up because we couldn't communicate.
Right.
And
how do you even start a relationship?
You get out of a 4-year relationship, go celibate for 3 months, and then you look at Ivan, who is a very
celibate
hot man,
for 3 months. That's
and
adorable.
Say, let's figure it out. Hola, señor.
Wait, yeah,
let's
say,
make this happen.
I was going to say, you had to know some Spanish to get him in.
Yeah.
And we were buddies. To your house.
I know. He started working at the restaurant when he was younger, too. Like, 19, and then he turned 21, and then like 2 days later I just like fell on his dick.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Did he, when you broke up with him, was he sad or you didn't really
care? He was very sad. He moved away to Chicago.
No way, Caitlin.
How soon after you broke up with him?
That night.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No way.
He just fucking left.
No way. No
I know.
Way.
It's so.
Wait. Caitlin, we need more details on that.
So he's a very sweet guy. When he drinks a lot, he can sometimes, you know, want to
make rash decisions,
get into fights.
Oh.
And so one night he got into a fight.
I was going to say, you're saying he's a sweet guy. Like, you're flinching. They're like, he's a sweet guy. Is he here? He's not here, right?
No. Like, he, but there would always be like bar fights. He would get a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And I think he just like, it was sad. You know, everybody. Oh. Anyway, he's like,
Six
he's a
months.
Very nice guy. And then one time he got in a fight and he just didn't come to work. And
you and him got into a fight.
No. He got into a fight. And we were already on the downslope. Like, I knew this wasn't going to be forever. And so he knew that we were probably the next big conversation
he
we had.
He was about to sit on the knife.
I mean, it was kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's on the chopping block.
Oh, we got
I
you.
That.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a comedian. But then he like got into a fight in the subway, ended up going to the hospital.
Oh no.
Yes, and he's fine. And then he came over and I was supposed to watch him for like 2 days. And
then
we ended up breaking up over those 2 day period, and then he didn't take it well. I'm a very bad watcher.
You're supposed to be my boy. My girlfriend came in.
Yeah. I was just like, it's over.
You're leaving me. Oh shit! You left him when he was injured.
Yeah.
How injured was he?
It's not a great look for me. Like I'm
right, but
I come off as the villain.
When
in
you
this
have
story.
It in your head that you want to break up with him, it's like,
and then they get hurt emotionally or physically.
Corinne's good at pretending that she still wants to be there.
I can't.
In a circumstance that it's the right thing to do to stay.
I'm not.
Oh, I am?
I can't
do
it.
Yeah, you are. Mm. I commend you for it. It's great.
Good job. I need a little bit of you.
And you had an ex who's...
Acting. Gotta use it somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't do it.
And the casting directors don't call, so you give yourself a role.
Exactly. We're women working. What was the state of his injuries? Like,
he had a minor concussion.
Okay, all right,
minor.
Yeah.
But
his whole family lived in Chicago, and he was like, he wanted to go back anyway, and so I was just the catalyst.
Then that's great. Maybe that's the best thing that could ever happen to him.
Maybe you helped him.
Well, he's now married with a kid.
There you go.
So he's much happier now. But I'm pretty sure he's not like. Caitlin, she's pretty cool.
He's not on a podcast. Like,
she was great. I have nothing bad to say about her. No, he's probably like that puta. Not good.
I literally was just trying to. I was trying to see if I could do a quick impression of what the Spanish guys we fucked would sound like, and all I could think of was Feliz Navidad. And I was like, just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Zip your lip. Because I'm just like staring at a Christmas tree. Yeah. I took French. I have Z. Like, I'm real bad at Spanish. So just none. No info.
So we got Ivan, the sweet guy. Sweet baby dumped boy. Him when he was concussion and he moved to his family in Chicago. Asshole. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, it happens. And then who's next?
And then it was Joaquin.
Okay.
Ooh, I love that name. Oh, that name is so hot.
Such a hot
called
name.
Called him Keeney. Very fun.
Oh, what'd you call that's him? Less hot.
That's less hot.
It's a little less hot. Joaquin Keeney. I've never met an ugly Joaquin.
No.
Joaquin Weenie, huh?
I have a joke about pretty boys, and this is based off of him. He's gorgeous. Beautiful man.
Pretty.
Very sweet. Also another 21-year-old. I really had a great summer.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Are 21-year-old guys good at fucking?
No.
Okay. That was quick. That was a very quick answer.
I was going to say,
probably like the time to last.
But they're willing to learn. You know what I mean?
And that counts.
And that counts. And we were just
drunk. Because an old guy not willing to learn?
Oh, you're that's done. A nightmare. No, never
no it was like, we were drunk all the time, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But we were just having fun. I was doing my own healing. You know what I mean? Once you get out of a long-term relationship, you're just like, why not? Joaquin-y weenie. Let's do this.
Yeah.
But he was very nice.
Okay. And then we had Joaquin, so that was cash.
And then I did a one-night stand with this guy named Jonathan. Also inspired another joke, which was when I blacked out and he left a note by my bed that was just like, we didn't fuck. See at work. And I was like, I don't know who sent this to me. I don't know who wrote this.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That, and I just woke up naked.
Didn't fuck.
And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
But did you fuck, or was that just a note to fuck
he
with
apparently,
your head?
He apparently went down on me and I passed out.
Okay.
Thank
did
you.
Did he just not
you're welcome.
Nice. Did he just not want you to think that you got he got you pregnant or something? What was that for?
I think he was trying to be like, I didn't
rape you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think it was
for
that.
Sure.
Say that.
Yeah. And then I found out.
Well, I don't know if that you would want to wake up to a note that said I didn't rape you.
Great night.
Yeah, you were probably right.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's the worst episode of Sex and the City.
Go get tested.
No rape.
See at work.
Oh my god.
See at work part. Oh, what a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I was literally like, oh fuck. But he was also very nice. He left a glass of water by my bed and 2 Advil and was just like, you might need these. And I was like, you're not wrong.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Hey fuckers, I hope you enjoyed that clip from our interview with Caitlin Palufo. Also, February 13th, Corinne and I are doing a live Did That Help? Go to rushtix.com to get info and tickets, and you can get a VIP ticket. Well, we'll send you a video. And if you want to hear more of this interview and other interviews, go on over to luminarypodcast.com.